Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I'll deliver some information on sampling of hay and pasture fields, list my weed of the week, and remind everyone that 4-H enrollment is now open for the upcoming 4-H year. For my weed of the week, dandelions are a weed that can be hard to get rid of. These plants can live for 5 to 10 years, growing up to 20 inches wide. They are considered a perennial weed since they come back year after year. And thanks to their wind-blown seed dispersion, they spread quickly, which can be a nuisance for people trying to maintain their yards. Fall treatment of your yard is a good way to get rid of them come springtime. Also, there is an option of mechanical control, which includes tillage before seeding the lawn, proper mowing, and hand weeding. Dandelions can be pulled or dug by hand, but hand pulling may not be effective on deep-rooted weeds. However, following these tips may help. Try to remove at least 2 to 3 inches of the taproot. Leaving any of it behind will result in new dandelion growth. Dig them out of the soil when the soil is moist, just after a watering or rain. Use tools such as a special weeded fork, dandelion digger, or a weeding knife to simplify the process. The taproot usually goes straight down from the leaves, so position the tool and dig accordingly. After inserting the tool into the soil, move it around to loosen up the soil. Then grab all the leaves and pull the weed out. Homeowners can also choose to spray a herbicide on their dandelions for a quicker result. The best time to spray these pesty weeds is in the late summer or fall. During the fall, they shift nutrients from their leaves down to their roots, preparing them for winter. Always use a herbicide labeled for the particular weed being sprayed. Start now to clean up your lawns of dandelions. Your neighbors will like it too. In my farming news, knowing the soil nutrients is a requirement for establishing an adequate soil fertility program for forages in hay meadows and pastures. Soil testing can be done in either spring or fall in these areas. Given a choice, fall would be a preferred time because it allows more time for any needed lime applications to have an effect before the main growing season begins and gives the producer some flexibility for planting nutrient applications. Soil sampling is typically recommended every 3 to 4 years, but more frequently sampling every 2 years can prevent excessive and unnecessary application of fertilizer or manure and increase yields by revealing exactly which soil nutrients are too low for optimum production. This is particularly important during years with high fertilizer prices. To take an accurate soil sample, it is best to use a soil probe. You can borrow a probe right here at our county extension office. A shovel or spade also can be used, but make sure that you dig the hole first and then take a nice, even slice to the correct depth. When taking soil samples, it is important to have a well-representative composite soil sample from the field. By combining several soil cores in an X or a Z fashion across the field and mixing them thoroughly in a clean bucket. For a pH valuation, the soil depth for pastures and hayfields should be between the 3 and 4 inch mark. A 24 inch sample is needed for mobile nutrients, nitrogen, and sulfur. A 6 inch depth is preferred for phosphorus and potassium when submitting samples to the K-State Soil Testing Laboratory, since that is the depth that they use to calibrate recommendations. And now for my extension news. The new 4-H year started on October 1st, and we are excited to get everybody enrolled and back into project activities. From shooting sports and food preparation to performing arts and public speaking, Kansas 4-H offers 45 different project areas for youth ages 7 to 18. On a local level, McPherson County 4-H has 7 different clubs meeting across the county every month. For information on how to join or to find a full list of projects available, please contact Cheyenne Jones or Terry Gear at the McPherson County Extension Office at 620-241-1523 or visit our website at mcpherson.k-state.edu. For all McPherson County members, those who enroll before November 15th will have their enrollment fees waived, so don't wait to start your 4-H journey. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at our extension office here in McPherson at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.